morning, he's so close to the past. For just yesterday, you were left in the dark. And the depression of them chains still weighs on my brain. Can you see what I'm saying? Look at my pain. You see them pains from yesterday. Look at my face. You wanna see my face? Look at my face. Was I born free? Was I born a slave? Look at my face. With the whip on your mind and your...
Assalamu alaikum. A lot of people still rest. Lord, bear witness that there is no God but Allah. I bear witness that Muhammad is a messenger. Blog Talk Radio, coming to you from the port city of Wilmington. We're coming at you. I'm going to say something this morning, starting off. We want to give all praise and honor to God who came in the person of Master Farah Muhammad this morning. You may think I'm a nut, I'm crazy, that we are nuts, that we are crazy, but that we believe that God came in the person of Master Farah Muhammad. Amen. That came. Raised up one, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and taught one, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We believe that that man who came was God. We believe that that man taught and raised us to be God, to come into our full potential. I was sharing with a young man yesterday how important it is for us to know who we are and where we fit in this puzzle. Just getting started this morning back on this Blog Talk Radio. And what you hear in the background is Bob Marley playing, Stephen Marley. A little music for this morning to wake up. Time to rise and shine. Time to get up this morning. Time to make your mark in the world today. So let's get our mark. Let's get it popping. Let's get it started. If you notice the picture when you look at No Covers, I look at this every morning. I'm going to talk about this every morning when I'm on the air. My wife showed me something about that picture that was created. If you notice, on one side of the No Covers photo, we came in bondage and chains. And this song here was the inspiration for that photo. Look at My Face by Stephen Marley. When I heard this record, I came up with that design. We came here laying down on planks. And here we are today, chained up again. A young man getting locked up every day, going to jail every day. And he came here with No Covers. And he's sitting in jail again with No Covers. So, No Covers is a very frank show. You want to stay frank, you want to stay open minded. But the copy today we want to talk about is belief. And there is a hatred. I want to say, just call it what it is. What my man Corey said, keep it 100. Don't keep it 100. There's a hatred among black males for belief. And the question is justified? Is it justified hatred? I got a caller that's going to call in this morning, a young man that I talk to often about the subject. We're going to talk about it this morning. But let me read to you this headline. Details about New York NYPD officers shooting an African-American male in his home Thursday, this is January 13th, still remain unclear, but neighbors claim that the victim was innocent of any wrongdoing. Police said he arrived outside the home with 26-year-old Dwayne Brown after several 911 calls were made by a woman reporting a robbery in process. Family members says Brown was upstairs listening to music when he went outside to check on a possible break-in after seeing two men running from a residence from his window upstairs. Now, this is a shooting that happened in New York. New York is known for shooting young black males at random. It's not just New York, though. It goes on all over the country. Harassment, or what is conceived as harassment, I'm going to stay neutral on the subject for right now. But what may be perceived as harassment from our young men, what may be perceived as harassment from our older men when it comes to police officers and their behavior. So this particular morning, we're going to discuss the behavior of officers, why that behavior is the way it is, what we can do to change that behavior, and is the behavior justified, and is the reaction of our males, especially our young black males, is that reaction a justified reaction? And I want to go into this subject because a good friend of mine, who happens to be a young MC, has been locally not allowed to perform music anymore because of, quote unquote, his affiliation with gangs. And so the police have come down hard. So I decided to take on this topic for the next week or two. This is the new January, March 1 starts our new show. We hopefully got more time added to our contract, so we should be able to get an hour show in, one in the morning, 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes in the afternoon, because I want to try to reach and deal with this subject. I want to give our listening audience, which I want a listening audience of young people, old people also, but listening audience of black folks, that are able to express themselves on the air without reservation. That's why we call it no covers. No covers mean we just come as we are. You know, we hide nothing. We're taking the cover off. We're taking the lid off. We're just making it plain, keeping it 100. So in doing that, I want to open up the line this morning and talk and see how you feel as a listening audience about the behavior of police department, what we can do to change their behavior, and is their behavior justified, is our reaction justified, and why is it that young people feel that way? Hello, caller, you on the air? Do we have a caller on the air? A young caller call in. Maybe he'll come back in. But we want to deal with this subject on a professional level, but also get to the root of the subject, the root of the problem, the root of what's going on, especially here in Wilmington, because we've noticed there is a increasing presence of the police in Wilmington, especially in some of the inner city neighborhoods. There is an increasing presence. The court system is surely an increasing presence because it stays full up lately. And are black men being targeted, or they being singled out in their everyday life? And are they being marked? I've got a caller on the air. Let's go to this caller. Caller, are you on the air?
Carolina.
Yes, caller, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm calling from Wilmington, North Carolina, and I just saw your notice of your show on Facebook.
Yes,
and I got a lot of thoughts about the police, but they're not well formed at the moment. But I just want to apologize for having this show, and hope you could pass a word around to some high school kids so that maybe they can listen as well.
Well, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to build a young audience. We're trying to build this audience up, and trying to use the media that they use because they're in a social network. We're trying to kind of bridge a gap. This subject came about on the police department because I've talked to young people in the class that I do, and I found out it's just I don't think the police department understands how much the hatred is there. And so I said, well, what can we do to first discuss why it's there? Are they being targeted, or are they not being targeted? What's the situation? So that's the purpose of the show. But No Covers is a show that is just going to be on the air. I appreciate you tuning in. I'm glad you saw it on Facebook. And call us anytime.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Right.
And best of luck.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Right. Bye.
Caller, are you on the air? Caller, are you on the air? We had another call on the air and we just missed. That was a young man. So the word is getting out about our talk show. We just keep us informed. We're getting back to the subject of the police. If you notice, I want you all to take a look at something as you go around the neighborhoods, go around the community. Look at all of the different towers that are being built. I don't know if you all, I mean, we walk with our heads down in the ground and with our heads facing in a straight angle. But if you start looking up, there's a lot of antennas going around. There's a lot of antennas that are popping up on places. And I want you all to do some research. I'm not going to discuss that at this point. But as young people, I want you all to do some research while you're standing on these corners. Because a lot of times we say that the police are being targeted, but sometimes you got a red bullseye on yourself. There are cameras in this city everywhere. Now, I'm not just telling you what I believe. You can go down to the police department yourself. If you go to the front desk of the police department downtown and you look right behind the desk, you'll see about 14 or 16 cameras on different sections of the city. If you look at those cameras closely, look at where they're pointing, and then go back to that section and look for the camera. Now, that's the ones you see at the front desk. What about the ones that you don't see that's behind the front desk? Because surely if they've got 16 at the front desk, then they've got more cameras behind the front desk. So now if you know that there are cameras, and maybe you don't know, so that's why I'm telling you to go downtown to find out. If you know that there are cameras sitting there pointed at a certain corner, why in the world would you stand at that corner 4 or 5 hours exchanging in drug activity for 4 or 5 hours, shooting dice for 4 or 5 hours, drinking and smoking for 4 or 5 hours, when you know that there is a camera, or maybe you don't know, that there's a camera face right on you, and then get upset when you're pulled over an hour later after leaving that same corner? I mean, that just doesn't rationally make sense to me. I've got a call on. Let me see if this caller. Hello, caller. Caller comes in, goes out. But why would you do something of that nature? Why would you sit there on that corner and continue to do the same activity? The rationale of that is just not clear. So, in looking at that, we see that we have to change the behavior. We have to change our way of thinking. As young black males, we have to find another way to actually, number one, make money, but we have to find another way to behave, courtroom behavior. In our 12 Steps to African-American Male Development, we have a class, The Hidden Rules of American Culture. Sometimes black males are targeted just because they don't know the hidden rules, especially my young black males. Case example, young black men that tune into this show. Case an example, four of you in the car, and this is what I've witnessed. Four of you in the car, okay? You're pulling up, you got your music on loud, and you're driving. You rolling up on the way. Your windows are slightly tinted, but not tinted enough. So all of a sudden, you're smoking. You have your window down. It's not really cold outside, so your windows are down. Do you understand that cigarette smoke and blunt smoke are two different smokes? Or is it that you just don't know? Or is it that you just don't care? I'm riding down the street. I see you. I see the smoke come out the window. What common sense tell me knowing, me having been a smoker, me knowing about marijuana, me knowing that cigarette smoke and blunt smoke are two different smokes. One is thicker than the other. So when the smoke comes out of the window of the car, it doesn't say Newport. The smoke says blunt. So, of course, the police comes up and pulls behind you. What do you do? Immediately, the smoke stops. Immediately, the blunt pulls out. However, now I need a justification to stop you. What do? You get to a stop sign and you do a rolling stop or you don't leave your signal light on because now you're nervous, or what you do, you go into the next lane without turning on a signal light. You forget all the rules of driving, all the rules of how to drive a car, and what happens? The red light comes on, and you are stopped, and he finds the marijuana. Hidden rules of American culture. Hidden rules. You're going to get tackled differently because of the hidden rules. Courtroom behavior. Going into the courtroom. Hidden rules. White boy can go in there with a polo shirt with no tie all day long. Is it fair? No, it's not fair. You go in there with your shirt, with your jeans, guarantee you're going to get a different result. Hidden rules. It's not fair. It is what it is. Racism is alive and well in America, and it's going to be. I've got a caller calling in. Yes, caller.
Yes, sir. You was talking about the smoke being different?
The smoke in the car. I don't think.
Yeah.
What about?
What's wrong with it?
The smoke being different?
Yeah, I mean, I know it's different smoke. Like,
here's what happens. All right, you called the beer. Here's what happens. Four people in the car riding, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going down the street, four of you all in a car, okay? Somebody blaze up, okay?
Yeah.
Smoke goes in, the smoke starts in the front window, right?
Right.
So, okay, right. I'm behind you three, four, five cars behind in a car, police car that's unmarked, or a regular police
uh-huh.
car. I'm behind you about four or five cars. I watch,
yeah.
smoke goes out the front window. Immediately, the first thing I know, as an officer who's been trained, and as, forget, don't remember, most police officers are also ex-smokers also.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are still smokers.
Right.
Okay, so they look at the smoke coming out the window. The smoke says, I'm not a Newport. Because weed smoke and cigarette smoke is two different smokes. Weed smoke
yeah.
is a light smoke. A blunt smoke is a heavier smoke. It's just like a cigar. So the smoke comes out
yeah.
the window. You can't see the smoke, but the smoke says, I'm not a Newport. Now, the smoke moves from the front seat to the back seat on the next puff. Smoke
mm-hmm.
comes out the back window. Smoke says, I'm now in the back seat, but I'm not a Newport.
I guess.
Police officer now comes up behind the car.
Yeah.
What does the driver do? The driver gets to the stop sign, forgets all the rules of DMV that he learned, and now does a rolling stop. Don't stop at the stop
yeah.
sign. Or turns left and don't turn on the left signal. What does that give the police
yeah.
officer a chance to do?
Reason to pull
reason
you
to stop. Reasonable stop and search and seizure.
Yeah.
Hidden rules of American culture. If we're going to behave in behaviors that are not correct, we have to know the rules of engaging in those behaviors. Best thing for four people to do is go home, get high, and then get in the car.
Gotcha.
Makes more sense?
Yeah, it does.
Go home, smoke a blunt. Get high, chill out for a minute, then ride down the street and get something to eat.
Right. But you can't always go home.
Can't always go home. You can always hold the high.
Meaning
that you don't have to necessarily get high right then.
I gotcha.
A chill-out high is better than a nervous high. I'd rather take a chill-out high than a nervous high any day.
Yeah. I understand that.
Yeah. Just hidden rules. And I don't think young people know that officers actually be controlling those behaviors. Now, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you like the police?
Hell no.
You don't like the police?
Oh,
why?
I'm sorry. No, I don't like them at all.
Oh, this is no covers. We clear on this. We this is no covers. We like to keep it 100 here. Why?
Right. One, because I'm black, and like I seem to always have run-ins with the cops for some reason. Two,
you seen what now?
I have run-ins with them. Two, they act as if they're above the law that they're supposed to be enforcing and don't enforce it. You know what I'm saying?
Now, are you a criminal?
They only enforce it on circumstances, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, now, are you a criminal?
Am I a criminal?
Right.
I wouldn't label me as a criminal.
Okay, so you're not a criminal, so you're having, as an innocent citizen, you're saying as a black male, you're having random run-ins with police.
Yeah.
What kind of run-ins?
Like getting pulled over just because.
And what
or follow or spit at.
And now explain that.
Like, what?
Being pulled over.
Just being, like, I guess it's just, I don't know. What you mean, like, by just being pulled over?
I mean, is that your take, or you actually believe that the police are actually following you?
No, I don't believe they following me, but they just, like, they pick me out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
why you think they pick you out?
Because I'm black.
Just because you're black?
I don't know, young. I don't know. Like, I just feel like whenever I do get pulled, it's just, like, because I've been, like, I've been pulled over for things being wrong, right? And then I've been pulled over just because. Like, even when I'm just with, like, out with people, like, you know what I'm saying? We just get pulled over.
And how does it make you feel?
How does it make me feel? It makes me feel like I'm targeted. I'm, like, with being targeted.
Would you ever be a police officer?
Have I ever? Will I ever?
Would you ever be a police officer?
That's a complicated question. I mean, I don't think I would, just I keep it 100, but, like, if I was to, I wouldn't say don't be a police officer, you know?
Okay.
I wouldn't.
Let me show you, let me give something I wrote in a recent article about police that maybe I can share with young people, because I think I got several more young people on the line. If callers, if you want to call in, if you want to check in, just press, I think it's press, you know what button you press? Press 1?
Press 1, yeah.
Yeah, you press 1 if anyone wants to call. I've seen several callers on. If you have questions or comments, just press 1 and I'll get you on the line. Let me give you the, do you know what kind of, you know what type of most, how, what most police officers are, what background they come from?
Where they come from?
Yeah, what would you think most police officers' background come from?
I wouldn't know.
All right, let me give you this. Think about the job of police officer. Number one, how much does it pay? How much?
Probably like $40,000 a year.
About $30,000 to $40,000 starting off. Okay?
Yeah.
What kind of training do you have to be a police officer?
Like, this, I guess, physical fitness training.
Exactly. How much, what kind of education?
How to shoot a gun.
What kind of education?
Huh?
What kind of education?
High school diploma.
High school diploma. Okay. Most of any college is very, very little college. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, look at your high school situation. To be a police officer, what else did you have to have that makes you a police officer? Now, think about the guys. Are you in high school?
Yes.
Are you in school? So you're in school. Think about the guys that's in school with you. What kind of, what do you have to be a police officer more than anything else? A clean what?
A clean record.
A clean record.
Right.
Okay, so most of your police officers, let me throw this out to you real quick, because we got about 5 minutes left on the show, and I want to share this with you all as young people. Most of your police officers are the guys in school that's in school with you now.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't make starting lineup on the basketball team, didn't make the starting lineup on the football team. They may have played basketball, yeah, or football team, or rode the bench. Okay, they're not your scholars, because the scholars go where?
College.
To college. So they're not your scholarly guys. They're usually your B to C to D students who stayed out of trouble, kept their nose clean, didn't smoke weed with you on Friday night, and didn't drink with you on Friday night. Pretty much kept a low-key file. Now, what do you all usually do with guys like that in school?
Who, as in?
I mean, teenagers, period. What do they usually do with guys like that?
Like, pick on?
You pick on them.
What
do the girls usually do with guys like that?
Turn down or pick on.
Turn them down and pick on them, right?
Yeah.
So 80% to 70% of police officers, I would guess, are those
so
kind of guys in school that was your average Joe.
Right.
Now, you take an average Joe and give him a badge and a gun. How does that make average Joe feel now?
Like he's somebody.
No, he is somebody. He's a cop with a badge and a gun. Do you feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was. I'm not counting. I'm a cop with a badge and a gun now on Friday night, and I just pulled you over. You remember me from high school?
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember me when I couldn't make the play and I fumbled the football?
Mm-hmm.
You remember me when Susie Tucker laughed at me and wouldn't go out with me for prom queen? Here I am. It's Friday night. Understand the mind of what you're dealing with. So, when you're dealing with a mind like that, when a police officer put it in, and for y'all young people to listen, because I see I got several young people out there listening. When your police officer pulls you over, what's the first thing you should do? This is a rule, and I want you all to keep it. You all might not like it, but what you should do?
Yes, officer?
How you doing, officer? Good to see you this evening.
Yeah.
Y'all call that being Uncle Tom, step and fetch it, right?
Something like that, yeah.
I call that keeping my black ass out of jail.
I see.
How you doing, sir? Good to see you this evening. All right, license and registration, yes, I have them right here, sir. And I'm reaching for them quick. Matter of fact, I got them out before he get to the car window.
Because
why? I'm trying to do what?
Get it over with.
Get it over with as quick as possible. Feel me?
Yes, sir.
All right. All y'all that's calling in, we'll be back tomorrow morning. I want to talk, and I've got a couple callers in here. I see that you didn't punch in, but I'm going to call some of my friends up, and tomorrow we're going to talk about this more with police, but we want to delve into this 1090 issue with them not being able to perform before I went out of town. I promised them that I was going to put this on the air when we got back. We want to talk about tomorrow why it is that they can't perform. Is it right that they can't perform? How we can facilitate this barrier between them and the police department, because we gotta deal with what's right. So we're gonna take you out this morning with my man, and I want y'all to have a good day.
Positive.
I want y'all to stay strong. But most of all,
money,
black.
Money,
born
money,
black,
look,
die black.
I used to have nothing,
peace and love.
But now I got a whole lot of everything, and I come through nothing. And now the whole world gon' know my name. And I used to have nothing, but now I got a whole lot of everything. That's why I come through nothing. When I'm gone, the whole world gon' know my name. 12 years old, caught up in that street life. I was trying to sound harder than the street light. Ran the streets sometimes, couldn't sleep night. Cause when you're living wrong, it's hard to sleep right. But it is what it is, gotta eat right. Cotton stained, that be whiter than your teeth, right? Dream some big things on my grandmama couch. Hit some big things at my grandmama house. Cause when you play the game, every strike counts. And why they call them eight balls if they don't bounce? But now I got a whole lot of everything, and I come through nothing. And now the whole world gon' know my name. And I used to have nothing, but now I got a whole lot of everything. That's why I come through nothing. When I'm gone, the whole world gon' know my name. What it do, nigga? 1000. Who you be, nigga? Label a hero. Dope game, no shame, nigga. More pain. Drive a young nigga insane. From the windows of the trap, see the prison bar. Flashing lights on top, call them prison cars. For my niggas make a living on their mobile phone. Crying hard till your earrings cost them overhaul. Ain't nothing wrong with that, get your mobile on. Get the bricks, put a neck, get the strobe tone. Out of all the bullshit I could've focused on. Said fuck that shit and kept my focus on.
brother.
But now I got a whole lot of essays.
They gotta make that problem loose. So in order to do that, they gotta
the whole world gon' know my name.
My life,
and I used to have nothing.
Free.
But now I got a whole lot of essays. That's why I come
get up
to
a spot of comfort.
When I'm gone, the whole world gon' know my name. Yeah, they tryna stop a nigga, but I won't let him.
Ain't no way,
how the fuck you ain't gonna sweat him?
Nah,
bet you one thing, bet you niggas won't bet him. G5 take off, you know I'm gon' jet him. Road trip ain't shit, you know I go get him. Put my mans in his chair, you know he gon' split him. Not so many shoes that I can't wear him. From that real nigga clock, that's why you can't tear him. Always knew that I'd make it out someday. Track a jam, but I was going down the one way.
I got you, man. Give me a call,
and not a whole